This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. I'm practicing singing. Jay Kirshner and I are here. I've been invited to sing the national anthem at the annual Talkers Convention. Because Michael Harrison and I have been friends for a long time. And he hears me every once in a while when we're doing the countdown. I'll start singing like I do here. Oh, say. And <from there. laughs> Oh, say, can
you? And on you and on.
Yeah, right. He's like, can you imagine you're a father who is a very dignified, a very buttoned-up guy? You know, his shirts, even if his T-shirts are on, I think, ironed, right? His underwear? Is he ironed his underwear? He's very buttoned up.
Anyway. I mean, even just his socks alone make him the best dressed person in any room.
Right, exactly.
He's very fancy.
Natty. Right. He's to be. And I was just trying to think about him as well as I know him. Well, you know him better than I do because he's your father, but he and I are great friends, and I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've ever tried to encourage him in any of our conversations to sing. And he's listening to us right now, and he's probably whether he's chuckling or choking on the idea of the two of us perhaps singing Mike McVay and Doug Steffen
harmonizing, yeah.
Right, singing the national anthem of the Talkers Convention. Right? Or we could do kind of like row, row, row your boat, and then he could come in. You can, okay, you play your father. Here we go. Row, row, row your boat.
No.
Gently down
you.
The stream.
Especially what? With this voice right now, you will send me straight into an asthma attack, sir.
Okay.
You have to wait till allergy season is done. Whenever I say I love winter, winter is my favorite time of year, I am strictly speaking on allergies.
Right, exactly, because they're all dead. The better the freeze, the better the allergy problem, the lack thereof. Right, exactly. That's why they're so bad this year. I find myself chucking up all kinds of stuff all through the program and all through the day. And it's just the stuff draining down from your nasal cavity that is brought about by what's going on. There are all kinds of things you can try, but they don't really work.
But not all of them are working this year. That dryness that happens, but also my allergies are so bad, and I have asthma. I have very bad asthma, and they're affected by allergies. And if I sound like I am delayed in reacting to you, it's because I am on mute, wheezing and hacking and coughing and just trying to survive.
Well, that's it. You see, under the circumstances, we don't have any control over this. And so you can try, you watch every ad that there is on television, hear the ads on radio for these various products. And, they're good for temporary, and they'll say it in the ad. They're good for temporary relief, but they don't fix the problem. And it isn't even that you can fix the problem.
And they're not exactly preventative either.
No.
Well, that was my issue. I had no idea if I was dealing with a very bad cold or allergies, because I was trying everything that the drugstore had to offer over the counter, and nothing was working. And I think I told you Benadryl worked the best, and I think that's only for the pure fact that it knocked me out.
Yep. Well, at any rate, we're doing our best to not sound like we're full of my nose or full of... there is there. Okay. And the continuing focus from our listeners as to what I'm saying, and this is another Mike Horn, who's Jennifer's dad and been a friend of mine.
You collect yourself a bunch of mics, don't you?
I got a bunch of mics. Well, I'm in the radio business. I should be collecting mics, right? And that's what I do. So Mike Horn and I have started a cabal to focus on what would the world be like without AM radio, so you would know. That's why you hear these announcements all the time. And we're talking and being aggressive about how we approach it in our businesses and on the air. Because, as most of you know at this point, not only Ford, who seem to be the real bad guys, but Volkswagen, BMW, many of the, I would say, foreign cars. Interesting, I haven't seen any Japanese cars. I'll have to ask Nick Miles, our auto expert, when he's here with us tomorrow, what the real breakdown is of cars and certain vehicles, etc. So, here's where the rubber hits the road. Whether you realize it or not, there are 4,000 AM radio stations in our country who broadcast news, weather, sports, farm reports. They broadcast talk programs. Most all of the major listenership to talk radio is on AM radio stations. The big sticks in the big cities, and then the smaller, in many communities in rural America, they don't have AM radios. They don't have FM signals. So to pull the plug on this seems like an attack, and many of the right-wing hosts have made a good argument. I'm making a different argument, but kind of the same. I talk about the necessary information that comes and the farm stuff or the rural areas, because I focus on that a lot on this program, and just general information that you won't get anywhere else. So to pull this, to yank it out of cars, is a transgression, I think. I don't want to say what we don't have. Do we have a right? Is this a right versus whatever? You know, I was born with the right to have an AM radio in my car. That might not work. But, you know,
fact that most AM stations are strictly news-based.
Yep.
And trying to do away with that is pretty fishy.
Well, it's actually fishy, and the focus on it being kind of negative as it is appropriate, because there is a negative connotation attached to it, no question in my mind. All right, let's talk about Tucker Carlson, shall we? It seems like everybody else is. I feel like I need to spend a little time on him and the erstwhile Don Lemon. I think I said yesterday they hired the same lawyer. What I didn't know at the time, or what I hadn't been exposed to at the time, was this is the same lawyer that represented Chris Cuomo when he got canned by CNN, and Megyn Kelly when she got canned by NBC. So this guy apparently specializes in helping broadcasters who get fired. So those of you who are listening that run radio stations or working radio stations, when the boss fires you, call his lawyer. All right? Who is this guy? Anyway, it's Brian Friedman. That's his name. And so he is, quote-unquote, a combative litigator who specializes in enforcing contracts for ousted media personalities. That's got to be his specialty.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out.
Very niche.
Yep. Cuomo sued CNN for $125 million. I don't know what he got. He claimed he was wrongly terminated. And they all have clauses, protective clauses. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he didn't get $125 million, but I bet you he got...
it was still lucrative. I don't believe it was...
Yeah, no, I bet you it was 20...
But it was still pretty lucrative, nothing near what he asked.
And so Friedman also represented Megyn Kelly in her fight with NBC. She was halfway through her $69 million contract. Her show and her presence was canceled. She made some controversial remarks. And that brings us around to why did Tucker Carlson get canned in the first place? A lot of people are blaming it on the Dominion thing and yada, yada, yada. But apparently that's not the case. As people are digging around, there's a published report today in which one of Carlson's co-workers, this person doesn't want to be identified. Okay, so he didn't. Rupert Murdoch, who runs Fox, was disturbed by a speech that Carlson gave about his faith and his conservative nature. In the speech at the Heritage Foundation, which was last week, the anchor described those who oppose his views as advocating for evil. That's the first time I've seen this. Have you heard this before? I haven't seen or heard this.
I haven't, no, not like that.
So apparently Tucker suggested that it would be more productive to say a prayer every day than to debate the hot political issues of the day. You know? I could go down with that. I'd get down with that. I think he might be right. The back and forth of the political stuff is a waste of time because it doesn't get you anywhere. And I believe that there is power in prayer. I believe that there is, you know, I say this, how many times do you hear me say this a week? Thoughts are things. So if you think I'll give you an example. Even though I've been talking about Mercury being in retrograde, I'm cleaning out a lot of the things on my farm and bringing them to an auction house. And there was a piece of equipment that we actually built out of a trailer. It was a lift, you know, like the lift buckets you see the tree guys using to clean up limbs.
Yeah, like cherry pickers.
Yeah, exactly, cherry pickers. So I had one on an old trailer, put it on my truck, and I went, it's 40 miles from here to where the auction site is. And this is a shaky, at best, this is a shaky piece of equipment. But I said on my way out to this location, I went the back roads and stuff, but I said to myself continuously through the whole 40 miles, I am guided, guarded, protected, and it worked. There was no. I went by three or four police cars, they didn't even look at me. So I think, and I use that as a, you know, I'm sort of backing. It isn't necessarily my Christian faith. I believe spiritually that there are spirit guides that are listening to you. And so when you say to yourself, I'm guided, guarded, and protected every day, then there's something to that in my mind. I've convinced myself that that works. And yesterday was another example of it. So what Tucker Carlson is saying is that if you say a prayer or whatever, however you define a prayer, it is more productive. I think he's right.
Well, that's one of the things that they fight over having in schools, where it is not led prayer, but a moment of silence where students are available to pray as they see fit. And if they are of atheists or anything like that, you can just meditate. You can just sit in silence.
Right.
You don't have to do anything. To do whatever you want. It's kind of like a quiet moment of silence.
So apparently this kind of stuff freaks Rupert Murdoch out. He doesn't like spiritual talk. He doesn't like spirituality. He doesn't like religion. So that may be the real reason that Carlson got fired. And if that's the case, and this lawyer can prove it, Tucker Carlson is going to be very well off. I guarantee you that if this lawyer, Brian Friedman, can get him, if this stuff is floating around, you know, he's bound to see it and find it. The floating around social media is probably something to it. So this would be a very interesting case to watch. I'd be eager to follow it myself. 18 past the hour.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Yes, we do have availability those days. For how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Right.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug and Jay, this is the Good Day program. Doug, Steph, and Jay Kirshner with social media in our focus. What's trending? What's capturing people's attention? An interesting thing is floating around about Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. Do you think people confuse Jessica Simpson sometimes with, now where'd her name go out of my mind? But, You know who I mean. Who's the other blonde that had the family trouble with a father and...
Oh, Britney Spears?
Britney.
No, I don't think people confuse them.
Really? Oh, I must be the only one, though, because I think I have, over the years, confused the two of them. Anyway, there's a lot of gossip about who got what in that divorce. I don't know why it's coming up now, but you know what? Mine is not to reason why. Mine is but to do or die. So I will do rather than die right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Get it on here. It's Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. The focus on celebrity divorces is one of those things, Jay, that's all over social media all the time. You just chastised me correctly, I suppose, because
I questioned,
often,
not chastised.
Okay. I often confuse Jessica Simpson with what's her face?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. And you said there's no comparison whatsoever. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, there were a bunch of different kind of quote-unquote pop princesses that came about in the late 90s, early aughts at the same time.
Like
Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears, Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, they didn't. Well, they weren't married. Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson weren't married for very long. And so does that mean that, you know, I think that a couple like this, when they're at the height of their popularity and everybody's looking into, you know, I'm reminded of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, who have been together. When they started, that story reminds me of some of the stories of Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. And yet, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn have stayed together for 43 years. They never get married, but yet they have a very interesting and, it looks like, a wonderful love affair.
Yeah, so, they have a child together, and then her two children from a previous relationship.
Yeah,
they refer to Kurt Russell more as their father than their biological father.
Right. Anyway, Nick Lachey said he didn't want to get divorced. It was Simpson who pulled the plug. This was back in 2006. He was told their marriage was over by Simpson's lawyer.
Oof. Well, they had a reality show together, Newlyweds. And when you watch it, there were some kind of, a lot of people questioned how long they would even stay together just based on what was even shown on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says her biggest money mistake was being married to Nick Lachey, which would have one believe that Nick Lachey, because she had more money than he did at the time, he got out of it better than she did. So maybe the story behind the story here is don't get married fast, or maybe don't get married at all, because unless you're going to have children, what do you get out of it? This, by the way, is from People Magazine. You were wondering where I found it, and that's where I found it. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two military commanders who worked in the same unit as a suspected Pentagon leaker have been suspended. The Air Force announced the two were suspended pending further investigation into the top-secret documents that were leaked online. So far, only Airman Jack Teixeira has been arrested in connection with the leak. Authorities say Teixeira shared the documents on social media. The Pentagon has chosen not to identify the commanders. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. Meantime, the system dropped baseball-sized hail across areas of Texas and Florida yesterday. The severe weather has left more than 5 million people across parts of Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. 34 after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're going to meet Dr. Harvey Karp in a few minutes, who has invented a new robotic baby bassinet. Now, you're a mother. I'm going back to the days when I was a dad. I'm trying to figure out what is the robot going to take care of the baby. This is on the up and up, by the way.
This has been around for a few years. It's a bassinet that is, what's the word I'm looking for? When you wrap the baby in
swaddling,
the blanket. Swaddle, yeah. Yes. It kind of has the swaddle effect.
Does that?
It's amazing. Mm. I missed out on it for Mac, but if we are fortunate enough to have another child, I'm definitely getting a Snoo for that baby. I have friends who have it.
The
they
Snoo.
Absolutely love it.
What a great name. All right, so we're going to meet this guy in a couple of minutes here on a Good Day. Meanwhile, today is Take Your Daughters and Your Sons to Work Day. Started back in 1992, the day initially just for girls. I remember that, Take Our Daughter to Work Day. I took my daughter to work. She came to the radio studio, and I remember doing the program with her. I'm thinking, where was she in 19? She was in college in 92. Yeah. Anyway, it was founded by Marie Wilson, the president of the foundation, the MS Foundation for Women. It was supposed to address self-esteem issues in young females. But now we know that young men have self-esteem issues as well. So apparently this year there are going to be a lot of, like, millions of companies who celebrate this day. It's usually scheduled on a school day. Schools are supposed to give the youngsters literature to promote the program, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and an excuse day out.
Yeah, right. So is this part of the we don't recognize gender anymore move, or is this just good common sense? Because, yeah, boys and girls should have the same kind of opportunity.
Child work day. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Okay, so bring... I don't think this has been done since the pandemic, though, right? This has been 3 or 4 years since this was done. This is the first time they've gone back to doing it.
It would be interesting with so many work-from-home positions
now.
Yeah,
right. That's true.
It's basically like keep your kid home from school day.
Exactly. Another one of them. All right. Well, we have a lot of activity. Thank you for getting into 855-999-DOUG, our call-in line. That's 855-999-3684. Here's a lady with a very swift, starchy message for me.
Doug, this is Early Lucas in Kingman, Arizona. I have fallen in love with your voice. Are you married?
Good thing we didn't play that when Jennifer was here. That conversation would take, like, the after effects of that conversation would be 2 minutes at least. So
are you going to answer her questions?
I am not married, and I have not been married since I was 30 years old, and that was a while ago.
He is single and ready to mingle.
Thank you. We had a contest once a number of years ago, and I forget what counselor that I had at the time, advisor, if you will. I've had consultants over the years, and this consultant thought that I should have a contest to have a date, and so we carried it out on the air, and I ended up having, we made arrangements for me to go meet a lady in Detroit. I remember that. And at the last minute, I saw a picture of her. She was very attractive, and we talked on the phone. And then she chickened out at the last minute. She was scared. She didn't want to. I was going to go out and take her to dinner. I'd get on a plane, fly to, and it didn't happen. So, anyway.
Good grief, her loss. Well, and now today with Zoom, you could easily do this worldwide and just set up a Zoom dinner night.
Yeah, I think I have other things to do, like tell people stories on the air. The list of the best and worst airlines in the U.S., according to a new study out this week, the 11 biggest U.S. airlines. Number one, the best airline is Delta. No surprise there. I am surprised. Well, not really surprised, but I would, you know, the airlines for the most part are on a race to the bottom. You know, who can squeeze the most people in, charge the most money, that kind of stuff. Southwest used to be the favorite. Now they are the worst. But JetBlue is laughing at their heels because they're so terrible as well. But I think it really is pretty obvious that Delta, if you've flown on Delta, you know what I'm talking about. They are much, much better. These are the top 11. Number 10 on the worst list is Frontier. I don't think there's any surprise there. Number 9 is American. I'm not so sure there's any surprise there either. Envoy Airline, which is one of those regional airlines, they rate number 8. JetBlue is 7. Hawaiian Airlines is 6. Alaska is 5. Let's see here. United is 4. SkyWest is 3. That's a subsidiary. Spirit Airlines, it sort of surprises me because whenever I've flown on them, I thought it was like flying in a junk box. But, you know, apparently the people that like them, like them. So maybe that's why JetBlue is trying to buy them. And I don't think that's going to go through because the Justice Department thinks they'd be too big an airline, and they would be, combining all of that stuff. But anyway, I thought that would be an interesting list for us. Do we have, Dr. Karp? Where are we? And all of that, James. All right. In the meantime, in between time, the situation, I guess I would say this person doesn't sound too positive. Jerk of the day. Well, I'm not going to do that because I want to meet Dr. Karp. All right. So, without further ado, the gentleman who's responsible is, as Jay put it a few minutes ago, for creating Snoo, the robotic baby bassinet, is with us. Dr. Karp, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you so much. Happy to be with you.
How did you come by this? Why, you know, why this and why now?
Well, you know what they tell you when you have a baby who's fussing and not sleeping well, which seems to be a lot of babies.
Sure.
Doctors say to take them for a car ride, and usually babies and even adults fall asleep in trains and planes and cars. And so we created this baby bed that imitates the experience of being rocked in your arms or driven in the car, but the bed then responds. So when the baby is upset, it'll respond with a little bit of extra jiggly motion and sound, imitating what you would do with a baby in your arms. Because let's face it, parents need help today. They don't have enough people supporting them. So that's what the bed is able to do.
So how did you come about, though? Do you have a baby of your own that you were trying to cuddle and coddle to a point? Is that where this started?
No, I'm a pediatrician, so I took care of thousands and thousands of babies, and I wrote a book about 20 years ago called The Happiest Baby on the Block that describes this new discovery about how to calm even colicky babies with motion and sound and swaddling. And so for 20 years we've been teaching that, and then I worked with leaders at MIT to create this responsive baby bed that not only adds an hour or more to the baby's sleep, but it quickly calms crying, it sleep trains the baby, and now we have brand new news, which is the FDA has given approval as the first bed that keeps babies safely on the back, because 3,500 babies die every year in their sleep, mostly because they roll over to an unsafe position.
Six.
And one of the things that SNU does is it secures babies so they can roll, but they cannot flip over.
Ah. All right, so Jay, you're a mother of a three-year-old. You've had this experience most recently. What would you have done had you been able to encounter the robotic baby, the SNU?
Yeah, no, I already have it planned that if we're fortunate enough to have a second child, I feel like we really missed the opportunity with the first one, that we are definitely going to have this new, because I have a lot of friends who have it, used it, loved it. They got so much more sleep in the first 6 months of that child's life than we ever could have dreamed of.
So that's one important component, right, Doctor? Or the parents, we're talking about the baby, but the parents are an important component to this.
You're absolutely right, because that exhaustion is debilitating for parents, at least the marital stress and breastfeeding failure, and of course it starts to lose your baby weight and even depression. And you know, one of the things we're doing is our goal is that everyone gets this for free. So right now thousands of parents get a free SNU for 6 months from their employer. So
wow.
JP Morgan and Snapchat and Under Armour and many, many companies offer it to their employees. And now we're working for getting insurance companies to cover it and even the government to cover it. So everyone will have access, kind of the way you get a breast pump. People will have 6 months of SNU use so that they can get that extra sleep.
All right, let's talk for a moment about this book, Happiest Baby on the Block, and whether or not this is, have you redone this to bring it up to date, or is it still in your mind very applicable to raising a child, a happy baby?
Well, it was rewritten a few years back, but the babies haven't changed a lot in the last several thousand years. So
no.
The tricks that work with babies, and this is really part of the issue, because parents today are super well educated, but many people have never even held a baby before they have their own,
mm-hmm.
and many don't have extended family to help them. And so, you know, to hire a babysitter for an hour would be $20. Anyone can rent the SNU for about $5 a day. So it's pretty much like a Starbucks.
Oh, you can rent them.
24-hour
where do you go to rent them or to buy them?
Go to our website, happiestbaby.com. And so people can take a look at it. Millions of people come every month just for free information about babies and toddlers.
Cool.
And then anyone can just rent it. We send it, ship it for free.
happiestbaby.com. All right. Great work. Thank you, Dr. Karp. Good story to tell here on Good Day. Dr. Harvey Karp with Jay and Doug at 46 past the hour.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends, and up to 70% off. Shop at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com.
Here's a reminder for those of you who are feeling kind of listless. Maybe you've got heartburn. Maybe there are certain foods you'd like to eat, but you can't. You don't. And then there are other things going on right now with all the allergies and stuff. Your body is out of balance. So the Duggar with advice on Balance 7, which improves the acidic and alkaline balance in your bod. The right pH balance will help you with your energy level, with your memory, with your immune system. There's nothing about this that's anything but great. Better hydration, better nourishment. You can digest things better. I'm on Balance 7. You ought to be as well. Three times a day, three sips, and you're all set. But you got to do it every day, and you do it around the directions. You have to stay away from food for half an hour or so. Let it do its thing. And now, the word is that when you call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug, you'll not only get the Balance 7, but you'll also get $15 off your order. You get free shipping. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and that wonderful money-back guarantee. Remember, 3 1-ounce sips a day. That's all you need. Call now, 800-793-9039. Mention Doug, and you'll feel the difference. I believe that you will have the same experience that I have and hundreds of thousands of other people have had to balance your body. Go to balance7.com if you can't call them up, but it's probably easier to get the order taken care of all at once by dialing 800-793-9039. Again, 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. And Doug is associated with the Good Day program. The download, by the way, today available at gooddayshow.com, a remembrance of Harry Belafonte in the most recent Good Day download. We also talk about a new treatment that could restore your vision, the continuing issue of transgender issues. It's an issue about an issue, right? Biden versus Trump and who wins. I want to be over with that. It's so ridiculous. It really is. Also, don't forget to listen to Dr. Ken Kronos on our Good Day Health Show, Good Day Health Show podcast, and the Good Day Show, available at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Couple of versions of The Odd Couple. There was the television version. There was the movie version. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. So which of the two, the television version or the movie version, did you like the best, Chucker?
That's a good question. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon were in the movie. Great. That's a great
movie.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
But the reality is Jack Klugman and Tony Randall were actually even better on the TV show.
They were good.
There wasn't an episode that wasn't really good on that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we played that is Jack Klugman, he passed away in 2012, but was born this day, 1922, primarily known to the general masses for The Odd Couple, and then he was also great on the TV show Quincy, which aired on
Quincy Emmy.
He also did a few Twilight Zone episodes, one with Jonathan Winters, where he played a pool player. That was a classic piece of television. But I was always a big fan of Jack Klugman. I liked him a lot.
I did, too. And one of the things that he talked about as he was dying, when he became Quincy M.E., he stopped smoking. He had been apparently a big smoker through his life. And at the end, what did him in was throat cancer that he got from smoking all those years. But when he became Quincy M.E., he stopped smoking, which, he was a good actor, but you could hear it in his voice. It was tough. At the end, he had his throat.
Well, he actually did,
commercials.
I think he did an Odd Couple of reunion where he could barely speak.
Yes. Yeah, there was that, too. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, Zoe Saldana says that she's not going to be in any more Guardians of the Galaxy. This one's the end for me. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think it's the end of this original cast, so she's just saying that. But a lot of Gwyneth Paltrow and Scarlett Johansson just said in interviews that finished with the MCU. Listen, I guess those $10 and $20 million paychecks weren't good enough. Here's the thing. Okay, if you gain a lot of popularity, right,
yeah,
and a lot of financial stability from an entity which is pretty legitimate doing superhero movies for MCU,
yep,
why throw the dig at the end? Like, if you're
makes
like
no sense.
They're probably exhausted. What it
yeah, but why not just keep quiet?
But it's not beneath them. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, if you look at the way that the industry's gone in the last 15 years, every major talent in the business has wanted to get involved, for the most part, except for DiCaprio and a couple others, mostly wanted to get involved in the superhero craze because
yeah,
the paycheck is so
cash
lucrative.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
how do you turn it, you know, hey, Paul Rudd, you know, do you want to play Ant-Man? No, I don't. Yeah, of course he does. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Well, it's kind of like if you look at Star Wars or Indiana Jones or Star Trek, the things that keep going on and on.
The franchise gives you peace of mind and financial security.
Yeah.
Then you could do what you want around the edges. The problem with the industry, Doug, is there is no edges anymore. It is what it is. It's just basically popcorn movies or really nothing. I just want to point out the action comedy Ghosted with Anna de Armas and Chris Evans was the most watched Apple TV streaming movie in the history. 328,000 viewers watched in the first weekend. I actually subscribed to Apple for the first time to watch it, and it's okay. It's watchable.
Well, that's like that Ghost show on CBS.
They're not trying to make a theatrical movie here. This movie really would not play in theaters well. It's very watchable. She's super appealing. He's plays against type. He's just playing a nice guy. Their chemistry is so-so. But it's watchable, and it has two big names, and that's what these streaming services want. They want viewership, but they're not trying to make a really good product. That's the problem.
All right, speaking of big names, Carrie Fisher getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on her birthday, which is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, you know, all of that stuff as it goes on. She was at the beginning when Star Wars started, with the exception, I think none of those people in the first movie got a big paycheck. But as they continued on, they got big paychecks. Carrie Fisher got $20 million for her last appearance, which was
her
last appearance.
She died on the plane. That's a lot of money.
But, you know, the star, Harrison Ford, anything he does, you got to, it's $20 million up front. Doesn't make any difference what it is. And if we're looking at some of the things he's done lately, he'll show up for...
That's a lot of money, Doug.
For a check, yes.
That's what we get for this radio show, by the way.
Oh, is? Where do I go for that? Do I come to Stroudsbury to get my check? Where do I go?
Some people do make big money. Others don't.
On radio? Yeah, that with the death of Limbaugh, that kind of other than Hannity, that's about it. All right, anyway, a story for a different day. Chuck Curry here, our movie man on Movie Moments with Jay and Doug. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.